beatings, the anxiety, the screams, the hell that I seen growing up. It was all worth it to this very moment. Being around legends that I'm about to introduce you here on this incredible special segment show. I remember telling my boys on the streets when we were kids selling bread, we have two choices, my friends. We must put in the work or stay cursed. And we chose the first option. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another incredible episode of the Carlos Inspire Show. In today's show, I have an honor to bring a guest that's been here before, the president of the Napoleon Hill Empire, a visionary, incredible human being, Mr. Don Green. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up, my brother Don Green? How you doing, sir?
Thank you, Carlos. You're very kind. I remember that day I first met you in Houston, Texas. You stand back over the book, and you come a long way. And I'm very proud of you. But you know, it's some choices we make. We have a little book by a psychologist, Martin Cohee. It's Your Greatest Prayer, POWER, meaning prayer choice. It's only 96 pages, but it sold a million copies. And you know, you and I are both where we are for the choices we made. And you. We were talking about opportunities. Carlos, I could ask you a question. Did anybody ever knock on your door and say, Carlos, boy, I got a deal for you? You know, we got to create our own opportunities for an author. I remember doing a fundraising with Zig Ziglar, and he said, did you get anything in the mail today from a mail order company? No, I never got it. Well, you must not have ordered nothing. That's what he's trying to tell you. You got to give to get. And so many people are waiting for the hand, something put in their hand, and they've not done nothing. It's like planting a seed. And that's where Napoleon Hill used the cosmic habit forcing and comparing us to nature. Nature puts an acre and it gets an oak tree. And what we do turns into the results if we plant a seed. You and I talked a little bit about opportunity, and nobody knocks on your door and says, we got an opportunity for you.
You know what I always say, Don? I always tell people, you know, that if opportunity doesn't knock, we build a goddamn door. Say it again, brother Carlos. If opportunity doesn't knock, we will build it, a damn door, you know? And guys, just so you guys know, Don and I, just to give you guys an idea here, what is about to happen on this incredible episode, we're going to mind blow you guys with so much value. I often talk about on the stage, the business that adds the most value wins. So get ready for some massive value here, because every single one of you have a story within you. And my good friend Don Green here happens to be the president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, that a little book that you guys may know called Think and Grow Rich happens to be sold over 100 million copies. And then today, we're also going to talk about some of Napoleon Hill's secret by the legend himself here, Don Green, who happens to be trained and mentored by legends such as, you know, people that Napoleon Hill look up to, Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison. So we're about to have such an incredible show today. I want you guys to be on your knees, grab a pen and paper. Don happens to be on the kitchen table with Clement Stone, who happens to be trained by Hill and being around Edison and Carnegie themselves. And some of these guys, my friends, were like, Carnegie was the richest man in the 19th century in U.S., in Great Britain, in the Britain English Empire. So you guys are in for a treat. This is a special segment. Don was like, Carlos, let's do a segment, you and I, interviewing one another, talking about books and life and stories. Because you guys and I know, everybody and their mother are telling you guys to go, oh, take AI and tell to go write a book. No, people will not connect with an AI. You got to tell your story. Imagine, Don, when Carnegie told Napoleon Hill, go take 20 years and go investigate the most brilliant, successful stories of entrepreneurs around the world and put in a book. Imagine if that we had AI back then. Hill would never do that because you cannot connect with an AI. And guess what? This is a ninja tip. You got to be yourself. You got to write your book. You got to narrate it. And if you guys stay until the end, I'm going to give you guys a multi-million dollar tip that you guys can apply to go write a book, to go put it out there on an audiobook so that you can sell more copies, build the brand, become a recognized authority in your industry so that you can go help more people and we can all make this world a better place. So, Don, let's start it. My friend, you and I, before the show, we were talking about when you were in the kitchen table sitting with Clement Stone, who was a legend of legends. So what is one of the most powerful things, Don, that you learned from Mr. Stone that you could share with the audience today? And then we'll go into some of Napoleon Hill's secrets.
Well, he had some things that I remember having discussions with him, and he was not one for putting things off. One of the lessons he taught us, something I said was, he'd say, just do it. And he gave little lapel pins. I don't know if I've ever sent you one or not, but I'll make a note. They said, just do it and do it now. And we think Nike might have got that from him because he gave away little pins and he had his name on the inside of it, but it would just fold over your lapel. And it said, do it now. But he had other things, you know. He said, oh, so you got problems, Carlos. Well, that's good, Carlos. You get paid for solving problems. If you got no problems, ain't nobody going to give you no money. You get paid for solving problems. If people don't want nothing, don't need nothing, they're not going to turn their money loose for you just because you're Carlos. You got to give them something or another. And you're talking about doing a book. Everybody's got a story. I'm not worried about AI. AI can't write your story about how you come into this country dodging bullets and selling out on the streets and selling TV, whatever, and making all that money. Yeah, right here it is. And it's a good lesson. I think the people that's had the most adversity, they usually turn out the best because I don't know nobody that's been successful that's not had some adversity. But the difference is on the people that are successful, they don't quit. You know, if that mountain's in front of you, go around it, go over it, go through it. But the mountain may not move. You have to solve your problems, but you're a lot stronger after you go through it. Oh, yeah, we always wish, I don't know why, when I was going to school, I graduated in 59, in the 50s, the parents were in the coal business, so they were driving Corvettes and T-Birds. Don wasn't driving one. I spent $300 of my money to buy a 36 model Ford. And that was the nicest car ever because you know why? It was my car. I worked out that $300 and it was a terrific car. I just loved that thing because it was mine and I know to earn it. It made all the difference in the world rather than it just handed to me. And I learned that. Initially, I needed money because there was nobody handing it out. Why? I can tell you, my mother said to me, I asked her $8 to join the Boy Scouts one time. Oh, honey, we can't waste our money. I talked to Sharon today. She called me at lunch, and I took the call. I said, your daddy crawls down that old mines. He might get killed sometime. We wouldn't have no money at all. We can't waste our money. I said, why don't you get out and work it out? You can work out $8. And I did. I worked out more than that. But all of a sudden, it was my money. I never did join the Boy Scouts. I don't know what I missed, but I didn't join the Boy Scouts because I didn't want to use money that I'd worked out. I thought I could make a better use of it. Learned some lessons early. And also, we talk a lot about fear. I guess it was crazy, but I feared nothing. I learned to catch rattlesnakes with a stick with a loop on the end of it. I put them in a pit. charged a quarter, made all kinds of money. I hope statute of limitations is gone, because I asked my dad, who had a seventh grade education, I said, "Dad, I've made a lot of money this summer. Do I have to pay taxes?" He said, "Kids don't pay taxes." So I didn't pay taxes. So maybe they'll still come after me. That's about 70 some years ago. So hopefully they forgot it. But I learned some good lessons, Carlos. And a lot of it was like in giving. I got the Pepsi's Coca, Royal Crown Cola, has an older friend, drove a truck, and they had big signs, said Royal Crown Cola, and down to the bottom of it, they let you put your ad on there. And so I nailed them signs up on the mountains, on the trees, as you get to our place, and it said Indian Mountain Reptile Garden ahead. And so I got some souvenirs and started selling. But I learned some things just by being decent. Just for example, my dad was a coal miner. Them old guys would stop in there, and it was summertime. They'd bring a lot of friends. You know, I could see two cars, three cars pull up. One of them have Virginia tags, and the other may have Indiana, Illinois. A lot of people left the coal fields to work up north. Well, they come in to visit family. And, of course, there wasn't a lot of entertainment. They bring them there. And we had little souvenirs that had Indian Mountain Reptile Garden, a little label on them, and they'd buy, and you know, them things, you buy some for a dollar and sell it for $3 or $4. And just so they'd have, but I learned, and you know, I tell a guy, if it was Carlos, I'd say, "Carlos, you've been here before. You make some friends." "Yeah, I brought you some more friends." "I'd do me a favor, Carlos. Would you show them around? I'm pretty busy. You show them around to the snakes and so forth," and said, "you won't have to pay me the quarter." Well, that put them on stage. These old guys worked in the mines. They never been getting no attention. All of a sudden, they're center stage. They're showing them people around. I bought a black bear from another place that could have got me in trouble. I bought a black bear, and I had bobcats and a lot of small animals, groundhogs and monkeys and so forth. And so they would show them around. I just learned something by being a decent human being I'm thinking, I give them a quarter to forego the quarter for somebody to show around. But then people buy many, many dollars worth of souvenirs to take back to Indiana or Illinois or whatever, show where they've been here. He said, Indian Mountain Reptile Garden, U.S. Highway 23. And that was all. But all that little label meant the difference of something getting $5 for it or getting $1, because all of a sudden it's a souvenir. And I just learned some lessons, I guess, just by wanting to work and see if they don't teach that stuff in school or pretty much.
You know what I love? What you say, that even going back to, like you say, it comes down to like common sense, right? And like you were saying, like just being a decent human being. Like, for example, the AI technology, a lot of people preach about using that, but then it cannot connect, because all things being equal, people are going to buy from people that they know, people that they love, and people that they trust. That's like just the common. I want you guys to understand this. You guys listening to us, look how amazing Don is at telling stories, all his accomplishments, all the things that he has done, all the amazing people that him put himself around. And, you know, and Don and I, we're great friends. We share stages many times over the years, and we became great friends, got to know one another. And it's all about collaboration, helping one another. So if you guys pay attention to things that we are talking about here and follow us, follow Don, follow myself, and you become that person in your niche, in your industry. Because remember, guys, the business that shares the most value, that gives the most, give way more than you ever ask. Be such a giver in your industry that your people are going to eventually come and ask you for something. Trust me on this. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, he popularized the term jab, jab, hook. But I want you guys to jab, 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 jab so long that you don't even have to hook. The people are going to come to you. You guys are going to invert the convoluted sales funnel process. I want you guys, anybody here that's struggling, whether it's to sell your book, your course, your mastermind, whatever you are selling, if you're not selling it, you might be asking for too much. I want you guys to go back to principles that Napoleon Hill, that Don, that myself wrote in our books. Some of these books, guys, people are charging tens of thousands of dollars, masterminds, to teach our principles, that you can buy those things for $20 on Amazon. You can listen to and you can apply those life lessons. Look what I just did here. I'm telling you a story. I'm giving you value. And I'm telling you how much value is in this. I'm creating suspense and curiosity. Maybe you guys haven't read it. Like I'm about to ask Dawn about the secrets. And let me give you a tip. Stories. When I'm on the stage, I tell people, my daughter was born with a condition. There isn't a cure for it. I had to spend hundreds of thousands. I was afraid for her life. And the rest of the story, you'd have to read my book so you can see the rest. So see what I just did here? This is a lesson, right? This is Mastermind with the legends here, Dawn Green and myself. And we want to make this interactive where we both share stories and talk about our books. It was Dawn's idea. Let's do something different. Like, let's do it. Because we want to give you guys so much value here today. I want you guys to go make money on the holidays. And I want you guys to do just like I did. You tell your story. If you have a book, you give the story. If you have 3 steps to make somebody rich, 3 steps to have better sex, to grow your business, to do whatever those steps are that you have for your brand, I want you to give the, excuse me, I'm recovering from a cold, but I want you guys to give your best step to your audience. I want you guys to be like a drug dealer. Give your best hit to your audience. They're going to love it so much. And if it solves their problem, if it advances them from A to Z, from zero to hero, what do you think is going to happen, my friends? They're going to come back for more. Just like Napoleon Hill. Did you guys know? Dawn, I bet you know this story because you and I talk about Napoleon Hill. Him and I have similar stories. He was raised by his stepmother, and he would go out there and he would ask wealthy people, rich people, and what it made them successful. And when I was a kid, after selling bread on the streets, I would go ask the local businesses, what did it make you become an amazing butcher, a great banker, a great whatever? Whatever they sold, I would ask them, how can I get that faster? I was poor. I have nothing to lose. If you are broke right now, if you don't have the money, you have nothing to lose. Go out there. Add massive value. And now, let's get back to the show and more great stories here with Dawn. I want you to go deep into, let's talk about one of Napoleon Hill's secrets. Let's talk about, let's not give them all, Dawn. Let's give the best one to the audience, like we just discussed here. Because see, guys, this is not a traditional podcast live show. This is a mastermind, massive value added that we turn it into a podcast segment. So my brother, Dawn, let's talk about it. What is one of Napoleon Hill's secret and why everybody need a copy of their library?
Carl, I was asked to write that book. Initial, you know, yourself, you got a manuscript with a work, we call it a working title. And my working title was Achieving Success with Action. And the reason I did, I put the word action in. Action appears in Napoleon Hill's Thinking Rich 77 times. Don't you think maybe he's trying to tell us something other than reading it? Action, you can have the best ideas in the world, but if you just sit there and don't do nothing about it. So action appears in there 77 times, and that's what we're talking about. For example, if we want a big chocolate cake and we tell our spouse we want a big chocolate cake, and she makes out a list of flour, all these other things, and you go to the store and you buy everything and set it down on the table, and it just sits there. Somebody's got to take some action and put it together and pop it in the oven. It might not turn out so well the first time, but you don't quit. You found out you had the oven too hot, you didn't bake it long enough. So trial and error, and a few times you got it down. But the main thing is you do not quit. And if you learn that lesson in life, of course, as Hill said, most of the people don't even start. One place he was saying was that he said, on the average, how many times you think people try something before they quit? And the audience would holler 1, 5, 7 different numbers. He said, no. He said, I said on average. The average person quits, don't even start. They don't even start. So when you factor in them people who never started, the answer is less than 1. So you can't have success if you don't take action. I believe that was Houston that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
we both look pretty. We both look pretty sharp. But yes. Let me tell you a little bit. I'll write a section on books in a book I'm writing now, and I'm not. We'll talk about that ACS, but I got a couple of publishers. I got good offers on the thing, but I'm writing a section. I'm writing a section on books, and the advantage is I won't ask you how many books you've given away. I'm sure it's plenty. But I got story after story of people who are giving books. One day, my assistant that worked with me, nobody ever worked for me. They work with me. I do my part. I never had nobody working for me. But Anita worked 17 years here with me, and she worked 17 years at the bank. She retired, and I worked two of her grandchildren. One of them is now a pharmacist, was valedictorian to college. And the other one's still here. He came at 14. He's been here 12 years, and he's got his MBA. But I got a phone call one day, and she steps back to my entrance to my door and says, "Don, a someone from Nigeria wants to speak to you on the phone." And I said, "I can't. I got a visitor with me, but give them my cell number." And I said, they can call me a little later. She said, "Be careful. They're from Nigeria. We have a lot of trouble on the internet from Nigeria." I said, "Well, I'll talk to them." So I got the call a little later in the day, and I was out walking. And the phone says, calls me Mr. Don. "Mr. Don, this is Polly in Nigeria. Will you listen to my story?" "Oh, yeah, Polly. I like to hear people's stories." He said, "Well, I was living on the streets of Lagos in Nigeria." And he said, "I got a hold of a success to a positive mental attitude by W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill." And he talked about it. He said he sold sandals. He had got $5, sold some used sandals. Then he sold some used clothes. Then he saved his money up and he bought some new suits from Hong Kong. And someone recognized him and offered him a job selling drugs, legitimate drugs. And so he saw that he's making all kinds of money. So he formed his own pharmaceutical company called Neros. And he says they're the world's largest deliverer of malaria drugs. And I said to Polly, "That's a wonderful story." I said, "Mr. Stone wrote a couple of books himself." He said, "I didn't know that." I said, "Oh, yeah, he wrote Success System That Never Fails and Believe and Achieve." I said, "I tell you what, you spoke to Anita." I said, "I'd get your address wrong, me walking. You're in a pencil in my pocket, but I wouldn't get it all down. I don't hear that good." I said, "You send her your email address, and I'll send you them two books." So next day I went in, there was an email there. And so fixed them up, sent them FedEx, probably $7,500, I don't know. And I more or less kind of forgot about it. A few weeks went by. He's got my phone number. So he called and he said, "Mr. Don," he said, "I've been in every communist country selling drugs." He said, "I've been in North Vietnam. I've been North Korea. I've been Laos and selling malaria drugs." And he said, "And I got back them two books was there. You said you was going to send them." I said, "Polly, my mom told me growing up, you be sure if you tell somebody you're going to do something, you be sure you done what you said. I told you I'd send you them two books." And I said, "I sent them to you the next day." He said, "I want to wire you some money." I said, "Now, Polly, we're a nonprofit, but now we don't turn down donation." He said, "I will wire you $100,000. And I said, "Okay." I said, "I'll get Nita to get the information to you." He wired me $100,000. So I called to thank him. I said, "Polly, you like Mr. Napoleon Hill so well." I said, "I'm here where he's born and raised." I said, "Do you ever come to the States?" "Oh, yeah." He said, "My daughter's an attorney. She works for Verizon in Maryland." He said, "I come visit her." I said, "Well, when you do, why you make sure I'm in the office and you come visit me." He said, "I will, and I'll bring you $150,000. And it'll make $250,000. And I ain't done nothing with him. I mean, just sent him two books. That's $250,000. And he's probably visited me. Every time I see him, he gives me $10,000 in cash. And he said, "This is for you. This is for you." And of course, I put it in the foundation a bit. And he visits me. And when we had a book fair in New York, he become the book fair. He loved talking to people. And he's come here to Napoleon Hill Day, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. A couple of times he couldn't get his visa. They had trouble in Brazil. He couldn't get a visa. I would write letters for him. Sometimes they wouldn't get them issued. but we're still in touch. He called me about a month ago just to see how I was doing. I told him he'd have to come back and see me. But Carlos, that's just one of the stories. I mean, I don't expect it. I've got a little card on my table. It says, God, show me someone I can help today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to send somebody in jail or a prison. We get letters all the time. I'm going to send somebody in prison a book or something or another to someone. And I'm going to, and all the books that we send out a note. I'm not expecting nothing in return. I mean, if they do something for me, thank me a card. If you send money, that's good, but I don't ask for it. I just, the obligation's over with. I just try to do a nice thing. And I don't know what people's position is, where they got money to eat on or where they've got money to do or whatever. But my mother said, before she died, she was in her 90s. She said, Don, someone told me you'd give away thousands of books. I said, yeah, I guess I have. She said, you guess them people read them? I said, Mom, this kid read them. It made all the difference in the world. That's the reason I'm not working in a coal mines and be working at age 83. Fact is, that book of mine, 101 Attributes, that the guy did about me there in Yucca Valley, California, I built 8 birdhouses, or I hard them built. I can't drive a nail. And I put spare books in them. They'll probably hold about 40 books. I've got one in all the, and that book's not for sale. I only send it to friends. It's not on the market or nothing. Cost too much to print it. But he gave me 550 copies because I had done him a favor. I got a book published for him, and I didn't. It's not our book. I don't make money or nothing. I just helped him put it together, and because he marketed his himself. He did.
Don, you know what you were saying, because you know, like the more that we give, look at what a great story, right? You gave somebody 2 books just out of your heart, because that's what you do every day, finding a way to add value to one person today. And a lot of us, sometimes when we are struggling, we have all this anxiety and whatever's going through this very moment, we all been there. And I always tell people, the higher that you want to grow in life, new levels, new devils, we all must to prepare to deal with the growth, to deal with success, to deal with the fame, or whatever is the thing that you're going after. And, you know, you guys always know one of my favorite quotes, life is about the mission, never the commission. And whenever, like, you know, I was sick this week, I was speaking last week for a group of entrepreneurs and athletes and football players. And I have all these engagements this week, speaking in London, Dubai, and I was supposed to be in South Africa this weekend, but I'm all beat up, headache, diarrhea, body ache. You know, I have so much energy that I'm always pushing it. But, you know, but my body is all beat up, but my mind is stronger than my ill. My mind is stronger than my body. When I feel like tired, I feel like pissed off because I couldn't be in London or Dubai speaking this week. And these are big speaking gigs, $50,000, $100,000 to go speak. But I was like, it's all good. I'm going to feel better eventually. They're going to understand why I couldn't go. But what makes me happy is when one of my guys, they are sweeping the streets in Brazil or Nigeria, and they message me and say, hey, thank you for the gift. Thank you for showing up. I don't talk about those things on social media because I talk about a lot of things that's between us and God. How much more are we doing above and beyond the tax bracket? What are the things that we are doing that we are not talking about that fuels our body, our soul, our spirit, especially when we are feeling like shit? Pardon my French. But when I feel like shit, and I think about my guys out there on the streets, I'm thinking about all the boys that we are removing out of the streets from committing crime, and we're teaching them about money and mindset, about finance, about creating wealth. You guys know me, I'm always talking about technologies. I'm always testing technologies with AI in the financial space. And some of these technologies, they are so incredible, Don, that I've been testing some of them where some of these kids, I can donate them $100. And they can start earning 1 to 2% rewards on a daily basis. And that's $1 to $2 a day, not a financial advice. This is me teaching them ways to try new things, adopt on things early on in life, so that that $1 to $2 that they are earning every day, guess what I'm just doing for these people, guys? I'm creating self-sustainability. A lot of churches, a lot of nonprofits, a lot of businesses that rely on donations, a lot of foundations, they're not being donated as they used to since COVID. So I'm constantly looking for blue ocean companies and out there and testing them first, making sure that they're not going to rug people and run away with people's money so that we can help these companies. Because the ones we donate that money to one place, if they start getting the 1-2% a day, whatever, in rewards, now guess what? They can withdraw one day, compound the next day. Withdraw one day, compound the next day. What we just did? Self-sustainability. They will never run out of money again. So we can move to the next village. We can go to the next nonprofit. It's about innovating. It's about being earlier, being a visionary like Don, like myself, getting onto things early on and be the ones that add the most value in your niche than anybody else. And I promise, just like Don, if you might have a foundation like Don has, the Napoleon Hill Foundation. He gave it away 2 books. He got $100,000 and then $150,000 check. So it never underestimate or judge a book by its cover. Just because that person was from Nigeria, look what it turned around to be. You just never know who you're helping. I have this guy the other day, I was speaking on a Zoom dome, and the guy's out there helping moms that don't have husbands that take care of orphans, that rescue them from the streets. And I was like, I got you. I'm going to fund you one of those financial AI accounts and help you get yourself 1-2% rewards on a daily basis. He was almost crying. It's like $100, minibus. What is $100? Nothing. What do we have to lose? $100? But what do we have to gain? We can impact a life. We can put food on that person's table with that $100. You know, just to get fired up, don't, whenever we're talking about things about giving, because that's how you and I were raised, you know, about giving and putting it out there. And Don, tell me something. One question that I love ask my legendary friends like you is, when did you know that you became Don Green? What was that moment?
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about money. We can't bring people out of poverty. We get to bring the poverty out of them. Whoa. What you're doing there is nothing. Teach them out. My dad worked in the coal mines. At the time, he was probably making about $8 a day underground. And so it was no wasting money. We never had running water in the house and so forth. But anyway, the men dug in the summertime, they drug ginseng, if you know what I'm talking about. They went into the mountains and dug ginseng. Yeah. It's several hundred dollars a pound now, but I think then it was about $20 a pound. And so on a weekend, they might could dig a pound, which is like working 3 or 4 days in the coal mines. But there was another herb my dad showed me when I was 5 years old. It grew around the little streams of water, and it was called mayapple. It was a herb also, but it wasn't very valuable. I think it was a quarter of a pound or something like that. But he fixed me a little hole about 3 foot and handle, and he showed me how to dig it. And it was around the edges of creeks where the soil was usually soft. It wasn't that hard to dig. But you dig, and the root was always, you throw the top away, the plant, and it grew up probably 2 foot high, and it had a little root to it, and you wash the dirt off. Then you had to dry the roots and put it on top of a chicken house, a tin, to dry it. And then there was a store down there. It brought scrap iron, ginseng and stuff, and they bought the mayapple. So I thought I was really, really, really done well. I had a big pile of it, I thought. So I went with him when he took his ginseng, and I never will forget it. He said, sure, it's $3 your mayapple brought. I was 5 years old. That's the biggest $3 I ever seen in my life. It was a better field than when I sold land to the Walmart for $2 million. I saw at $3. But it taught me something other. Exactly what you're teaching them people. It's not the amount of money they make. It's the fact that you instill in them, hey, I can create my own money. I can create my own wealth. And a dollar is simply just a start, which means it has no limits. We used to say the sky's the limit, but we know that's not right. There is no such thing as limit, except those, as Hill said, we got in our mind. That's the only limitations we got, is them we set up in our own mind. So there's not anything like developing the ability to make your own money, to have your own. What's the difference in someone? You give someone $5 or you earn $5. they earn $5. It gives them feeling like I bought that old Ford from a widow woman who didn't drive when her husband died. I gave $300 for it. Man, that was the nicest car on earth. I dated in that thing, and it was referred to as a dating car because it had curtains on the windows, and you go to drive in, you could pull them curtains down, and if somebody wanted to know what's going on in the car, they had to walk around the front of the windshield and look back at you. And I was just so proud of that thing, and drive it to school. In fact, is I had it one day, and I was 11th or 12th grade, and it comes over the PA system. Mr. Beverly, is Don Green in your class? Yes, he is. Well, he's got to get home. His mother's on the phone. She's scared to death. His bear got out, which I thought was funny because I went in there and fed him and played with him. I know what happened. I shut the door, and I hadn't put the hasp back, the lockdown through the hasp. He leaned against it sometime up in the day, and he is free. But he didn't know how to act. He just run around and around, kill one of the big old ducks that was running in the grass. And traffic was lined up. Mother was scared to death. My grandma happened to be standing with us that week. She said, that Green boy is going to get himself killed, probably get some other people killed too at the same time. And I thought it was the funniest thing on earth, but I was the only person that thought it was funny.
We got a live interactive crowd here as we recorded this show live, and I love it. We got to repeat that again, that don't say over here. Even one of our audience members here watching live on Facebook, Benita, you know, the words that you say, don't. I got to say that one more time. You can't bring people out of poverty, but you can bring the poverty out of people. Let's freaking go. I love that saying. It's so powerful, Don. And Don, before we, I ask you another powerful question here. As promised, I want to give them a powerful tip. Anybody here that doesn't have a book, y'all have a story. I want you guys to stay away from AI and all those the advice that's being given out there about using AI to write your book. What I want you guys to do, I want you to write a book. I want you to, it can be, just write your book. Write your book, and maybe you can have AI edit it for you. Or you can hire a ghostwriter to correct the punctuations. And then what I want you guys to do, I want you guys to self-publish that book. You can go on Kindle, KDP, Amazon. You can upload your manuscript on Kindle. There's plenty of tutorials on Amazon on how to do that. Super easy. You write your book. You have a Word document. You upload that document, that PDF, into KDP, Amazon. And then what you're going to do, my friends, you're going to open up, now this is a ninja tip, an ACX.com Audible account. Why? I want you to narrate your book. Guess what? A million books are being brought to Amazon every day, but not that many are being narrated by us. The author is sharing your story. You know how many checks I get from Audible? Because I narrated my book, Work Like an Immigrant, and so many people listen to. And then not only they listen, they put their reviews, they put their comments, they are buying it. And guess what? Amazon sees that. Oh, hold on here. People like this Audible. People are listening. People are reviewing it. Oh, let me promote it. Amazon is your best marketer in the entire planet. Guess how much money I spent with Ed advertising budget? $0. And I keep getting checks over and over and over. I told you guys, we're about to drop mind-blowing value here to you guys today between my good friend Don and myself. This is not your typical podcast episode live show. This is about to help you guys, to empower you guys, to let you guys know, just like Napoleon Hill, we started from the bottom, so Don did, so myself, and we build incredible empires where now we have the Fortune 50 companies, celebrities, billionaires, presidents, inviting us to come in and speak for their groups. We had to earn them, my friends. We put in the work. Just like I told my friends on the streets, if you are in hell right now, we have two choices. You can put in the work, or you can remain cursed. And we are not going to remain cursed. If you guys are going through darkness right now, I want you guys to remind yourself, if you are on that dark tunnel, just don't try to hurry and get out of that tunnel. Just stay there a little bit. Just feel it. Eventually, your eyes are going to create that laser vision. Eventually, your eyes is going to, you're going to be able to start seeing it. A little bit of things in darkness. And your body, your soul, and your spirit will become the light that will guide you out of that tunnel. I promise you, There are kids right now around the world. They are living. They are not doing crime. They are becoming entrepreneurs. They listen to Don. They listen to myself because we showed up. We told our story. I want you to tell your story. Don't tell the AI to write it. You write it. Who cares if you misspell a word? It's your story. And then you go in your closet, if you don't have a studio, with a bunch of pillows, and then you record it. You record it. You read it. So you can connect on a deeper level with your audience. Because people, all things equal, they will buy from people they know, like, and trust. And then you upload your audiobook into acx.com. You open, first you got to publish on ebook. Once you have an ebook publishing book, then you can open up an account with an Audible, and then you can claim your title and then upload your audiobook and watch. If you just follow what I talk about here with Don and I, be the one that add the most value in your industry, and you're going to win every time. And just make a decision, draw a decision. Why are you doing what you are doing? And never quit, because I promise you, my friends, they will listen to you. They will buy your stuff. Keep jabbing, that you don't even have to hook. They're going to come back. The law of reciprocity. People are going to receive so much value for you that they're going to feel weird not coming back and ask you for something. They trust me. Don and I have been through that. You're just hearing stories from Don and myself over here today. The more that we give, the more that we receive. This is a mind-blowing. I really hope you guys have taken notes. Some of the stuff that Don and I are sharing here right now, guys, people pay us a lot of money. People charge masterminds $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 to share those things. And Don and I just love giving. Highly recommend you guys go check it out. Go pick it up, 10, 20, 30 copies of our books, and go give to somebody. Go make their holiday. Because the things that are inside these books are life lessons, are mastermind and courses worth tens of thousands of dollars that you can buy for $20. And if you do buy 10, 20, 30, 50 copies or more, do me a favor. Send me a screenshot that I will have a gift for you that's priceless. So just putting it out there. If you do that, if you buy 10, 20, 30, 50 books of Don or myself or a combination of both, send me a screenshot that you bought those books. And I have a very powerful, priceless gift for you. If you love what you hear from here today and Don, get ready for more, my friends. But my friend Don, you know how I love, you know, we've been here for like 42 minutes. I try to always keep those episodes within 30, but you and I have so much to share. And we're getting towards the end of the show, and I'm going to ask my friend Don a powerful question that you guys know that I always ask all my guests when they come to the show. You know, at the end of the day, I want to have a library of videos with every person, every legend that's been out there that's doing good, that's been helping others, such as we have amazing people on the show, like the greatest Sharon Lecter, our good friend, Frank Shankwitz. Rest in peace, my friend. Everyone can be a hero. Everyone is a hero, my friend. Rest in peace, my brother. You know, and a beautiful legacy that our good friend Frank left, you know, making the wishes of 500,000 kids become true because they know they have a clock to themselves and they die as small kids. And he helped grant the wishes of 500,000 plus children. What an incredible legacy. I highly recommend you guys go check it out. His book, Wishman, and watch his movie. Powerful. Our good friend, Sharon Lecter, is also a huge friend of the foundation with Outwitting the Devil. You know, incredible book by Napoleon Hill, when Napoleon and the devil are interviewing one another. And this is talking about the devil's greatest secrets. But my friend Don, I get fired up over here, man, thinking about all our legendary friends. They are doing great good for this planet. And I have a question for you, my brother. It fast forward, you're 133, and it's your eulogy. And we are all there listening to AC/DC, U2, you know, Pink Floyd, smoking cigars, drinking some coffee and whiskey. And one of your best friends are going to be reading your eulogy, and they're going to say, Don Green was ... In your own words, my great friend, who was Don Green?
Don Green, early in life, learned that pleasures are the Rolexes, cars, jewelry, fine food, travel, that's pleasures. Happiness is making a difference in other people's lives. And I learned that a long time ago. That's true happiness. We thought, if I get another car, I'll be happy. If I get another, and we'll sing that song of Peggy Lee, is that all there is? Things don't make us happy. Maybe pleasures for a while, but happiness is making a difference in other people's lives. And you mentioned the books. I got this up. We're selling 20 of those minimum, because of shipping, for $14 a piece, which is basically 50%. They can check our website, napiel.org, and we'll ship them anywhere in the United States for $280. But I've had people, I've had quite a few people buying 100 of them to give out. Where in the world could you get a Christmas present for like $14 or so for work like an immigrant? That would literally change somebody's life.
I'm putting the link right here, right now on the screen, guys. NPL.org. And is that right, Doug?
No, it's NAPHILL.org. NAPHILL.org.
HIAOL.
Yeah, it's NAPHILL. No, it's NAPHILL.org.
NAPHILL.org. Perfect. Yeah. I have it right here, guys, on the screen. But you guys are over here with us live. Share. You heard from Don. Buy 20 books, came down to $4.95 each. Incredible gift. I always give Think and Go Rich whenever I'm speaking on the stage. Something that's like, don't say, you already know the power of giving, right? Buy those books. All those are great books to buy and to give. And then especially Don's new book, Napoleon's Hill Secret. Highly incredible, highly recommend. Like Don is talking about, imagine what that one book can do for somebody right now. Like you guys know, mental health is a huge issue around the world. The Think and Go Rich book has helped so many people build it. It helped people like Clement Stone navigate. He went through so much trouble throughout the depression times. And that book, Think and Go Rich, kept him going. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, for some of you guys, Don and I, we OGs, philosophers, we love study all the greatest philosophers, the Roman empires and the philosophers of the world. And I highly recommend you guys take Don on this offer, mplhill.org. You can buy 20 books of the Think and Go Rich and give it away. It's an incredible gift for the holidays.
Carlos, can I say one other thing? We, last year, we launched in January. We're doing Napoleon Hill Institute, and it's coaching, and it's using Napoleon Hill's principles. It's headed up by Fiona O'Hara. You've probably seen her on there. Fact is, we got an event with Mark Victor Hansen last 4 days of November, I believe. But she was a vice president of sales for Bob Proctor, and it's coaching along with the Napoleon Hill principles, and they've done remarkably well. If you see the ad, it's being run, Prosperity Summit, that's going to involve Mark Victor Hansen in it. It's some of the best film work I've ever seen. And I've been told that by publishers, because in the last of April, we went into the Andrew Carnegie Mansion in New York. They let us go in there and film. We did a all day program. We had to split it up into two sections, but with people, and it was just amazing. And I talked to the Kevin Draper, who's a historian. It's funny. I said, Kevin, how long have you been talking about Andrew Carnegie? He said, well, he said, when I was in the fifth grade, the teacher says, anybody know anything about Andrew Carnegie? And he said, I started talking. I've been talking ever since. But he told us something, and I checked it out. In 1905, Andrew Carnegie, in today's dollars, was worth $150 billion more than Elon Musk. And he gave it all away, but about $20 million left his daughter in the house. But he said that people come in there. He said, we had a quote up. He said it was harder to give money away than it was to make it. Of course, he founded U.S. Steel. But he said that people come in off the street and they'd be at church or something. He listened to them. They sounded good. He didn't have no board. He just pulled out his checkbook, write him a check, hand it to him. And of course, you know, he did a lot of other things. He put thousands of church organs in. He set up several thousand libraries across the United States and Scotland, which was where he's from. So money's a tool that you've learned a lesson well, can do lots of good. So,
amen.
Millionaire Mindset.
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
We have a little group on Facebook, the Millionaire Mindset. Follow us there.
It's really done well. And here's a little brochure we started including. If people buy the 20 books, they tell me, I'll send them. Here's a little pamphlet done, they did a long time ago. Today can be the most important day of your life. Instructions for studying the book, Think and Grow Rich.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you guys, that is so much gold in these books. You guys don't have to go out there and buy, sorry, my friends that sell masterminds and courses. You don't need it. You just need some of these books that we've been talking about. It. Just go get yourself for the holidays. And I challenge you guys to read it. You know, just maybe pause Netflix and Facebook, Napoleon Hill Secret, Millionaire Mindset, Work Like an Immigrant. And then let's see what else we got. We got Work Like an Immigrant. We got Outwitting the Devil, Think and Grow Rich. You know, you saw the deal from Don. And you guys also saw what I said earlier. If you buy 10, 20, 30 or more copies to give it away throughout the holidays, reach out to me, send me a screenshot, proof of purchase, and you might get a surprise that's priceless. And you guys know, imagine spending one-on-one time with me or Don for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. Imagine telling us about some of the problems that you are facing in your business. Imagine you telling me your most burned, unanswered question in sales, in marketing, in whatever. Don and I happen to solve quite a few. You know, we have a very cool tracking record. Don sold with his foundation over 100 million copies of Think and Grow Rich. I helped Fortune 50 companies sell multiple billion dollars in sales and marketing and bringing revenue. So, you know, we know a thing or two that maybe a conversation with us one-on-one can, that's something that you're struggling with, can totally change your business. So it's a little hint. So if you buy 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more copies of our books, send me a screenshot. You never know what you get from that. I'm just telling you guys a hint. So I appreciate you, my friend, Don. We've been here right now for 52 minutes. We did it for less than an hour, less time. Don and I, we were together. We were here for an hour and 15, but I tell people, they go on Netflix, they spend 6 hours, you know, but they don't take an hour to learn from some of the greatest people that are out there helping people. They have the tracking record. They have done it, not just talk about it. It's plenty of those people that talk. You know, Don and I, we actually show the receipts. We show the withdrawals. We show the bank accounts. We operate from integrity. We were raised that way. You know, you guys know me. It's something that I always talk about on my book. I will never take you to a place that I haven't been there before. And that will never change. I will never teach you, or if I don't know something, I'll call my friends. I'll call Don. I'll call some of my billionaire friends. Hey, how would you solve this? You know, we are eternal students, like Ziegler used to talk about, like Jim Rohn. We're going to go to the coffin with our notes, you know, that we take when we are out there traveling. And I'll leave you guys with one of my favorite quotes. And before I tell you that, I'm going to have Don. Any last words that you can give it to your audience? One thing that you want to leave them with, and then I'll close the show with one of my favorite quotes.
I can't overemphasize the benefit of reading. I always remember Mark Twain's quote. He said, people that don't read are no better off than people that can't read. So you put yourself in a separate category for doing that. And a guy hired me in the banking business in 48 years ago. I remember what he said to me, it was 5 minutes ago. And I won't tell you how much money he's worth because he's a donor and a mentor and whatever. He's in the manufacturing and he'll hire anybody I send to him. He's an absolute genius. But here's what he read the same books. He said, Don, you do a little extra one day, probably won't matter. Do it for a week, probably nobody notices it. Of course, he's talking about going the extra mile. But he said, if you'll work harder than the people around you, I promise you, one day you'll be the dream that most people only dreams about. And I remember what he said like it was 5 minutes ago. So we have to surround ourselves with people that we can learn from. Heck, I won't curse or anything, but monkeys can learn from monkeys. Surely to goodness, humans can learn from other humans. And I want to be around people that's smarter than I am. I want to learn from them. Or my Make-A-Wish Foundation guy, miss him. Great, great, great story.
Yes, my friend. I mean, what a beautiful thing, Don. Really such an honor, my friend, to have you again. And I know you're going to have another show as well. We were here about, 2 years ago, and now we have you again. And I'm looking forward to you and I doing many more segments like this, educating other young authors and maybe some authors that might be burned out. And, you know, you guys know the drill, my friends. I'll leave you guys with my favorite quotes that my grandma and I always talk about it after the beatings and the abuse of my drunken grandfather. But, you know, like I always say, life, it's all about the mission. It's all about the contribution, never the acquisition. And whenever you feel like giving up, if you stress, you feel anxiety, it's okay. Just feel the feelings. Let it come. Let it be. It happens to all of us. Remind yourself. Picture me 300 pounds, 290. I'm actually losing some weight. 6'5". Look you in the eyes. Lift you out of the floor with a hug. And reminding yourself that the days that breaks us are truly the days that makes us. God bless you guys. I'll see you guys on the top. Much love. Appreciate you, Don. I love you, my brother.
Love you, brother. Proud of you.